Yo, and I love that game. I love cricket. Joe, you love cricket. We all love cricket. And no wonder we perform as badly. Okay, I'll stop. But if you want to talk about it, 021-446-0567 and WhatsApp at 072-567-1567. Barbara, the trending stories.
Right. So we've had a few really bad incidents with ride-hailing services in South Africa over the last few years that have made the news.
Yeah.
But what's interesting is that American Uber in the US, have released their very first comprehensive safety report based on the years 2018 and part of 2017. Interesting. The first time they've released stats on safety. And the results are that during that period, they disclosed there were 3,045 sexual assaults and 9 murders during that period. And 58 people who died in auto-related crashes. Yeah.
But that's global.
Well, no, no, it's in the US.
In the US alone.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Okay. So in any case, I think it is interesting that these stats are being released, that they are looking at safety issues. Of those, 235 of those assaults were rapes. The remainder were varying levels of assault. Mm. And I just think it's good that they're actually starting to record them. I don't think it should, you know, I suppose it fits into the bigger picture of assaults in the country.
Well, it's good for their
the
brand,
world.
For starters, that they're doing this.
Trying to be a bit more transparent.
Transparent, yeah.
But I thought it was just interesting to hear those stats, and I wonder sometimes what our stats here are.
I wonder, yeah. It would be interesting.
It would be interesting.
It'd be interesting to speak to Alon to see if they do a similar bit of research in South Africa.
And then moving on to the story that made my day.
Your day, my day,
correct.
Bruce's day.
Yeah, Bruce's day.
Anybody who knows that vaccinations actually works.
Right.
Day. Yeah.
And funny enough, in the context that today there was a news story released from Samoa where there's been this huge outbreak of measles, and they're basically saying that everybody needs to be vaccinated. But in any case, this story is about a group of anti-vaxxers called Crazy Mothers. Well, that's a good title for them. They've gone on Twitter and said, "Dear media, please retire the use of the term anti-vaxxer. It is derogatory, inflammatory, and marginalizes both women and their experiences, etc., etc., etc. Please request that you refer to us as the vaccine risk aware." And Twitter has roasted them. Twitter people can be incredibly funny. And they've come back and said, "Okay, you don't want to be called anti-vaxxers? Here are some examples." The one tweeter said, "Let's call them polio fanciers." Another guy said, "Fine, bioterrorist it is then." Another one said, "Let's call them plague enthusiasts." And then my best was, one guy said, "Let's call them I only want a child for 3 years faction." And the truth is, they're not interested in the facts. I mean, the fact that hundreds of peer-reviewed studies have shown that measles was exterminated in this world until people stopped vaccinating and measles has reappeared.
Hold on. They said media. They addressed it to us as well, right? Let me just say this and make it really clear to all of you. You're an anti-vaxxer. Finish and klar. Klar halach, finish laughing.
Right. Moving on. So the third story I'm looking at is an artwork that is up for sale in Miami Beach this week for $120,000. And let me describe it for you. It's a banana, nice ripe banana, duct taped with silver duct taped to a wall.
A banana duct taped to a wall.
Yeah. It's called Comedian. And ended up having quite a discussion downstairs about art and about the value of art and about what it all means. And, you know, I just think it's an interesting point. It's it's actually $150,000. And the artwork by Maurizio Catalan is, you know, it alludes to things like bananas are part of global trade. It's a symbol of that. It's a symbol of the comedians, you know, slip on a banana peel. It's a sort of an installation piece. I mean, they haven't given any instructions if you buy it for $150,000, what happens when the banana rots.
Yeah, that was my question.
Oh, I know. Well, it's part of the...
It'd be the most expensive frot banana you've ever eaten.
Had falling off your wall. But, you know, it goes to the issue of what is art, what makes a great piece of art, how is it executed, is there competition, do people want it, how does it change culture, what's the dialogue of art history?
I don't know what goes through someone's mind who spends...
Well, I wouldn't buy it for $150,000.
No,
no. No matter how meaningful it was.
Absolutely. Simply because we don't have $150,000. But anyway, thank you so much for that, Barbara.